Okay, well, my name's Fred, and I want to share with you something that I've seen here on November 17th, 2012. I'm an airline inspector with the federal government. I'm also a licensed pilot and an aircraft maintenance engineer. So on November 17th, approximately 7 p.m., we put the grandkids out back, waiting for their dad to come pick them up. It was a colder night. It was clear. And what happened is our dog, we were on the deck, our dog, we had a fairly large dog, he jumped up, his paws up on the railing, and started barking, looking into the sky. Well, that's what first drew our attention to these red objects that were appearing and arcing up into the sky from the ground until we couldn't see them anymore. There's approximately seven of them, and they were... We'd watch the one till we could no longer see it disappear, and then kind of look at each other and talk about it. There was me, my wife, and the two grandkids, and then a second one would appear. So after the second one, I ran in and grabbed my camera and took some pictures of the remaining balls. The last two is what really, I kind of got concerned, because they seemed to appear right over the neighbor's house. It was probably a few thousand feet due to the distance. It came towards us and then arced up into the sky at a high rate of speed. They seemed to maintain the same arc or the similar arc, each one, as they went up in the air. At the same time, we were watching them in the backyard. An individual in a van had stopped, was watching these as well. There was no sound to them, which was kind of odd. And they weren't like a perfect circle. They were kind of a red, white, orange glowing item. In my camera, I just used a 12 megapixel camera. If you blow up the object, you can get a better view of it. The other issue with the camera is if I take a picture of the night sky, it's just a low-end camera. You don't get pictures of the stars or anything. It won't pick anything up. But it did pick up this object, so it was bright enough for the camera to pick it up. I'm just looking here at the notes. As a licensed pilot and engineer, tried to make sense of this, thought maybe it was the nav light on the left side, the port side, which is red, but I would have seen also the tail light, which is white. I didn't see any of that, or I would have seen the white strobes. Also, there'd be some noise to it. And what was eerie is there was no noise to these items. They just kind of appeared, arced up, went by us, and went off into as high as it could go till we couldn't see him anymore. The night was clear. It was calm. There again, there was no sounds, no wind to mask the noise or move the noise. Shortly after, I did hear a bearskin flight coming in to the airport. So afterwards, a few days later, I got a hold of Sudbury Flight Service, reported this, and asked him about traffic around this time. He confirmed the bearskin flight, which we had heard. He had mentioned a Jazz flight coming in, but it would have been over Wanapate. We had seen these items from Capriol. The Jazz would have been over Wanapate, so we wouldn't have heard it. And he said there was a military Herc that had gone by, but it had been a lot earlier, and they weren't dropping flares or jumpers or anything. It was just passing by. At the time, you know, we thought it was kind of neat. I got the pictures. I didn't pursue it any further and figured if it was, if someone else had seen it, it would show up in the media. So that's why I was kind of glad to see this article in the Northern Life later, and contacted Michelle and sent my information in. Which was also interesting is that if the sightings from in December, the pictures the individual took in Sudbury matched the ones I did. So it's quite interesting. So to recap, large objects traveling at high rate of speed, looked the red, whitish, red, orange, and whitish in color. Now they seem to maintain the same arc, and they disappeared up into the night sky as long as you could see them, and then they would slowly, as they climbed in altitude, you'd slowly lose the view. And that's basically it.